This is the Talon Marks Campus News Hour on WPMD On The Net, bringing you what's happening and who's happening on the campus of Cerritos College. Here are your hosts, Tito Benavides and Enrique Rivera.
Today is October 19, 2011. Welcome to Talon Marks Campus News Hour on WPMD.org On The Net, bringing you news and information campus-wide. Good morning, Falcons. I'm Tito Benavides.
I'm staff writer Enrique Rivera.
And I'm assistant sports editor Lauren Gandara.
Seven homecoming queen contestants were announced during the homecoming court introductions on October 12th at 11 a.m. at the Student Center. The homecoming queen elections will take place on October 19th and 20th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5:30 to 8 p.m. Staff writer Roger Gallegos reporting.
My name is Raquel Ramirez. I'm a math major and I'm part of iFalcon Club.
How do you feel about this homecoming experience?
I'm really excited about it. This is actually my second year on court, and I'm really pushing for a queen this year, and I'm really stoked.
Are any obstacles you have to overcome?
Just the challenges. No, I'm kidding. There's the other girls, and I don't feel more like they're obstacles, or more like they're, we're all working towards, same goal. Hopefully, we'll see which one of us gets it. Other than that, it's just overcoming a little bit of shyness, that's always a tough one, but just getting out there and doing everything.
Would you describe your experience overall?
Overall, it's been really fun. We've really been out there campaigning really hard for the last week, and then next week we'll be doing the same thing. And this week, we've got plenty of events. We just had our court introductions, and that was a little nerve-wracking. They asked us all questions, and I had to answer them on stage in front of all these people. So it's been nerve-wracking a little bit, but it's been a lot of fun.
So you're getting comfortable on stage?
Yeah. Every time you get on stage, you get a little bit more.
Have you done anything different this year or last year to prepare?
This year, I had a little bit more time in getting my sash made, and I've had a little bit more support from my club, which is iFalcon, this year. But other than that, no. It's more of the same old, same old.
Is it going through your schooling as well? Is it going between it? Because some people have taken your time away from it.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, a little bit, but it's all right. I somehow managed to balance my school, my work, my clubs, and then this stuff on top of Miss Lakewood. So I've got a lot of stuff going on, but I have a calendar and I stick to it religiously.
I'm Brittany Salazar. I'm an accounting major and I'm with the Board of Accountancy.
How do you feel about this homecoming experience?
I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great opportunity, and it's my last semester here, so I want to get the fullest experience of Cerritos College.
Do you feel challenged by the questions the professor was asking you guys on stage?
Not really.
Were you comfortable at all?
Yes, I was absolutely comfortable.
Do you feel challenged by all these girls that are competing with you?
Of course I do. They're all so beautiful, and it's very exciting to get to hang out with all of them.
What's your advantage from this experience?
My advantage?
Yeah.
I think I can relate to the guys a little bit better, because a lot of my hobbies are theirs as well. So.
You think you'll get more votes?
Hopefully.
Hopefully from the guys?
Yeah, we'll see.
So you're wishing your good luck on it, or?
Yeah.
So when it comes to the voting, are you voting on yourself?
I don't know. I don't really know the girls that well. If I meet somebody here and they're absolutely incredible and I think they deserve it, absolutely I'll vote for them.
Yeah, my name is Whitney Grajeda. I'm in Puente. I'm a Puentista in the Puente Club. I'm majoring in biology. Yeah.
What are your obstacles in this homecoming event?
I guess just trying to promote myself out there, trying to get the flyers going. Just really promoting myself and just being myself,
Are you having any difficulty on the challenges, some of the questions the professor might ask you guys on stage?
Well, yeah, because most of the questions we don't get them ahead of time, so when he asks, we have to just automatically just respond without even thinking.
Is this your first year on the homecoming?
Yeah, this is my first year.
What are some challenges from the other girls you might expect?
Just pretty much who can promote themselves more faster and much more than each other girls,
Do you think you could relate to some of the voters that are trying to vote for you?
Well, yeah, because in high school I didn't, in homecoming, I didn't know some of the girls who were running. So I guess I'm learning from that experience where I'm trying to get everybody to know me, So I think that's the difficulties, because how could you go up there and vote and not know a person,
So what are you doing to expose yourself so people can know who you are?
Well, mainly I'm pretty much the person that who's handing out the flyers, like, you know, doing all one-on-one and telling them a little bit about myself and just going to classrooms, telling them to vote for me because I am, you know.
So you see that as an advantage by the other girls that don't really do that?
I do see it as advantages because I'm pretty much promoting myself, which maybe in other cases where other people are promoting, which it helps. But at one point, like, okay, the voter may not know, like, okay, I just got this flyer, but what do I know about this girl?
What are your club doing in order for you to promote you?
They're helping me a lot. They're giving me ideas of how a poster should be, and they help me give out flyers with me, and they help me a lot. You know, they're very supportive of me, and, you know, yeah.
My name is Yein Bae. My major is art, and my club is International Student Association.
What do you see the obstacles that you're an international student trying for homecoming?
Because I'm representing the ISA, International Student Association.
And do you have any challenges with the girls in the running for homecoming?
Yes, because as you know, my English is not perfect, so the communication is a little bit difficult, but I had fun, yeah.
But can you relate to some of the students that are here internationally?
Yes, I know many other international students, yeah.
So you're targeting international students?
Not only international students.
But overall?
Yeah.
All right. Is this your first year, right?
Yeah, second semester.
Your second semester?
Yeah.
And running for homecoming?
Yeah, it's my first experience to homecoming.
How do you like it so far?
So excited.
So excited?
Yeah.
Is there any nerve-wracking when the professor asks you questions on stage? Because you look pretty nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was, yeah.
So it's hard for you to speak out on stage?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Jessica Cleary. My major is social welfare, and I'm running independent.
How do you feel that you're the only one running independent in the whole homecoming event?
I feel confident. The girls are really supportive, and so the crowd was really supportive. So I feel that I have an equal chance with everybody. They get to know me for me.
Do you feel challenged by any of the questions the professor was asking you guys?
It definitely was a challenge. However, you just have to come with how you are and just be yourself. That's the main goal.
What about with the girls? What are some obstacles you think that they're overcoming as you as well?
I think we're all overcoming the anxiousness and the nervousness all together as one because we're all on there putting ourselves out there.
Is this your first time running for homecoming?
Yes, it's my first time running.
So how do you feel about that? That is your first time?
It definitely has its advantages and disadvantages. I don't like speaking in front of a large crowd, so trying to overcome that while doing homecoming and presenting myself is really great.
So how do you feel speaking out on stage? Like,
I was so nervous, but I think that having done that, I kind of lowered myself and was like, oh, I guess I can speak in front of a large crowd.
Are you camera shy?
I am very camera shy. I really am.
Yeah, because I saw you turning away from the
camera.
Yes,
I am very camera shy. I just like, no, please, gosh.
So you're really conservative about yourself.
I am. I don't like to put myself out there unless I have to, and this is one of the occasions that.
So what can you relate with other voters? Like, what can you relate with them? Like, give them advice so they could vote for you. Like, what do you think? That's one thing that's catching their attention from you.
I'm just trying to be me. I'm not trying to do it for, it's a popularity contest. It's not a beauty pageant. All the girls here are trying to just show it what we have and just really show you what we're made of and everything and represent. The other girls have their club, and I'm just trying to show myself. And
well, it shows a lot that you're being independent.
Yeah, thank you.
But other than that, you think you'll be one of the ones?
I would hope so. I hope so, but I mean, it's a good competition, and the girls, they're all good looking, so.
What are you doing to put your name out there, like, in order for people to see who you are, like?
Oh, I'm just going around, just making my way, like, word of mouth. I think that's the best way to really approach people and put myself out there and introduce myself individually to different places and let them know who I am.
And you think you're getting around that really good?
I hope so, just like. I just try my best just to really, I really want to get to know people for who they are. I would want people to get to know me, so it's a two-way street.
900 college students from Disabled Student Programs and Services attended Disability Mentoring Day in Los Angeles on October 12th. Disability Mentoring Day is a program that helps people with disabilities look for careers and has a mentor for a day. News editor Anthony Hodge reporting.
My name is David Rodarte, and then I guess you could see I would be a DSPNS building here.
Are you a counselor?
I'm actually I guess you could say more of a consultant.
How was the overall vibe for Disability Mentoring Day?
It was a great environment for those with disabilities. The event itself did a great job in raising awareness for people with disabilities, and also doing a great job of raising awareness also for Disability Awareness Month. Overall, the event was a great success. They had a lot of different programs. They had a lot of different mentors in different fields, and the students were able to take a great deal of an advantage to possibly find future employer and a connection in the business world.
Is there like one thing you would change about the mentoring day?
I don't think I would change anything. They did a really great job here at Cerritos. This is probably the most important one. We did a great job here at Cerritos of taking 9 students. So, I mean, I think we're one of the schools that actually brought one of the most amount of students to this event. At Cerritos College, or, you know, with our disabled program and services here, we're really proud of that. And for Compass in general, because we're not just touching base on one program, we're touching base on all of them.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about it?
I guess we could say it for the following year. I just, you know, I hope people, you know, take advantage of it. An opportunity can't pass up if something like this happens.
Hector Arellano, Political Science.
How did you enjoy the Mentoring Disability Day?
Well, it was a really good experience because I got to see how the council works, how the council members do meetings, and how they break it down into committees. And it really inspired me to continue on the path that I'm doing because I felt really comfortable in that environment, and I liked how everything happened. And I also got a tour of City Hall. I went to the command center, and I listened to 911 calls, and it was a very great experience. And I thank the mentors that were there, and I thank the Aurora Silver for helping me to participate in that program. And thank David too for helping me fill out the paperwork to go there, and the council member who was very nice to me yesterday.
What did you learn from a mentor on disability?
I learned that sometimes the media exaggerates the news and they don't see what really happens behind the scenes. Like backstage, they don't really see that those people really work hard to make a difference on the lives of people. And that because a government has problems because of the diversity that it has, and because it encompasses a wide range of issues, that's why so many things happen.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about it?
That was just the life-changing experience. It helped me confirm that that was the path that God was telling me I had to take.
Jose Rivera, my major is in entrance to computers with assistant technology.
How did you enjoy the Disability Mentoring Day?
When we gathered together, we went to the city hall and walk around to meet other people. And then after that, I went with my mentor for the assistant technology. He showed me around of the building, and also he showed me some things that there are mobility for people who are disabled for assistant technology.
So what did you like most about Mentoring Disability Day?
I helped them to install the Zoom text.
Sarah Postman and graphic design.
How was the whole Mentoring Day?
It was a lot of fun. A lot of interesting stuff.
What all did you see today? I mean, not today, but on Wednesday.
Well, we started out at City Hall. Before we went to the job site, which was Public Works, we went to the very top of the City Hall, like to the 27th floor, and got to walk around and see everything, like the whole city. You can even see Long Beach and the ocean. It was pretty cool. And then we went, took the bus to Public Works, walked around, got to see their job, how they did, like, the lighting structures for the city light and stuff like that.
Yeah, did you learn anything from it?
Learned a lot of interesting stuff, like, for, like, the city lights, if you live on the street and there's a light right in front of your house, basically, you pay for that in your electricity kind of thing.
Would you like to say anything else about the mentoring day?
No, it was just a lot of fun. I want to do it again next year.
Tiara Tillman, undecided major.
How did you enjoy mentoring disability day?
It was really fun. I had a lot of fun there as well. My mentor was kind of patient, super understanding. She was on her game, basically. Like, she knew where to take us. She knew what she was talking about, and she helped me understand a lot about what she does.
So what did you learn about, what was the thing that you grabbed the most in?
She works for the, I think the city or the county of Los Angeles, and she works at an animal shelter, but it's for animal services department, and in there she does like clerical work. She's a senior typist clerk. She showed me around the place everything. She showed me what the broad range of jobs are in that field. And also she introduced me to everyone, and I got to see what everyone else does too.
Do you remember what her name was?
Yeah, her name was Victoria Castillo. She works at the animal shelter as a senior typist clerk.
Do you like have anything else to say about the mentoring disability here?
It was really fun for me personally because she took us and we toured San Pedro, like the wide range of the area they cover to rescue animals. And they go from like Catalina Island area all the way like to L.A., like downtown and everything, stuff like that.
A haunting Halloween maze will be rising from the concrete of Cerritos College. The Theater Arts Society is having its first Halloween maze on October 27th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The event will be taking place in the Fine Arts Quad by the Cerritos Art Gallery. Setup begins at noon. Staff writer Nuri Vargas reporting.
It's Stephen Lomalley. My major is photography, and I am the current president of the Theater Arts Society.
How long have you been in the Theater Arts Society?
This will be my first semester, but I have been dealing with a lot of the theater things around here, like dance concert and in the theater makeup class. So I decided to restart up the Theater Society Club.
What are you planning to do different with this semester than you are in past semesters?
Compared to one, I haven't really heard much of the theater club. It seems like they keep to themselves more. But other than having events that the school already has, as in dance concert again, or the plays, I thought that theater club itself would have its own event for people to, you know that the club exists.
I heard about the maze. When did you come about that, or how did that come to suggestion?
Well, it was an idea, random idea. I'm always having these ideas, and I went into the office to talk to AJ, and I talked about a maze, and she liked the idea. She went for it, and then that's when she had advised me to restart the Theater Art Society Club back up. So with that way I can have that sponsored by the club. But it was just a thought, and I was glad that, you know, Cerritos Colleges, or at least the people around here, are accepting new ideas, trying to get the students involved.
So who's going to be involved with the club event?
Hopefully, right now I'm hearing Child Development Club and the Anime Club. And my idea for this maze was that there would be an age limit, so that way younger kids wouldn't get scared. And for the younger kids, other clubs can set up booths. And when they set up booths, they can have the kids come out and trick-or-treat with them.
What else besides the maze? Are you going to have just the booths or anything else?
Just the booths. The booths, each one, they could either sell cupcakes, cookies. It's a fundraiser for the clubs, too. I'm hoping that, you know, the neighborhood kids can come in. Anyone from the neighborhood can come in. It's not just for the school. It's for everyone else, you know, just so that they could enjoy Cerritos, get to know it, as well as be a community within ourselves, I guess.
How is the maze going to be set up? Where is it going to be set up?
Right here, the FA building. At the FA building, right where the ceramics room is, that whole corridor. Yeah, the whole art gallery corridor with the two big doors. It's going to be right there. It's going to be $2 to get in. And this year's theme is clowns, so clown circus, yeah. So it's going to be pretty gory and pretty scary. I'm not holding back on that.
What made you choose clowns?
Well, every year I set up my own haunted house, and I kind of felt like something that everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people are afraid of, or, well, clowns. And I picked that, and trust me, there's a lot of people that I told, and they're like, oh, I can't go, I'm sorry, because they're that afraid of clowns. And that's the thing, you never pick anything that's mildly scary. You pick into people's fears and which actually will make them go and kind of face them. So I pick clowns.
How is the maze going to, is it going to be like one of those not scary farms mazes where someone jumps out at you and stuff?
Yeah, I will go over rules with everybody, you know, you're not allowed to touch anyone and all that. There'll be people jump out at you, gory scenes. It should be pretty cool, you know, as long as there's some safety matter and all that. But besides that, it'll be like nuts, yeah. Yeah.
When are you going to have the maze and what time?
It's going to be October 27th, the last Thursday of October, from 5 to 9.
What time are you guys going to start setting up?
At 12 noon. So I'm going to need some people to help and be monsters.
All right.
Let everyone know.
Anyone that wants to be a monster to volunteer, do they just come to you?
They have to come to me, but if they want to do makeup work, they have to show me proof that they can do makeup, because I don't want no, you know, finger painting in the face.
All right, cool.
Cerritos College men's soccer defender Alejandro Covarrubias is no stranger to success. Over the years playing soccer at Bell High School, LA Galaxy Academy, U18 and U20, U.S. National Team, U18 and U20, and Cerritos College, he has achieved what one might call pure greatness. Staff writer Robert Almost reporting.
First name Alejandro Covarrubias, center back, number 2. And my major is kinesiology.
So Alejandro, tell me about your recruitment to UCLA. How's that gone?
It's gone good. It started when I was in my junior year in high school, playing with the Galaxy. I've known the coaches for probably 2.5 years, maybe. Really good friends of mine. They've been wanting me to go straight out of high school, but I didn't have the grades, so they told me to come to Cerritos and get my AA and get my grades and my units, and then they'll pick me up. So that's what I've been doing.
How's your experience been with the U.S. national team? How was that like?
My experience has been great. A lot of experience, a lot of things that I've learned throughout the year playing with the national team. A lot of stuff that I've learned and I use on the field and off the field, taking care of my body, eating proper before a game, and getting proper nutrition and hydrating and everything.
What's your diet consist of in your workout?
My diet, right now, just probably pasta before a game, drink water, probably half of the day, staying hydrated and like eating healthy throughout the season so I could just play full 90, stay fit, and don't get hurt.
How's your workout? What do you do?
Well, right now, we don't really work out as hard because it's season and we don't want to like stress our bodies that much. But when I'm in the weight room, I tend to go pretty hard. Just stay fit, stay strong.
Do you have any motto that you live by?
A motto that I live by all the time, I probably have to say, go hard or go home.
Is there any pregame rituals that you do, like before you get on the field or after you get on the field, or do you score a goal?
Well, right now, probably my ritual is just listening to my friend's song. It's called the... It's for Ponch. I think it's called Since One Day. And every time I score, I just look up and just for Eddie and Ponch, the ones that passed away. And I recently got a tap for them, so it's all for them, you know.
What's your inspiration for playing soccer?
My inspiration? Probably have to be my grandpa. He's the one that inspired me to play. He's taught me since I was like probably 4, and ever since he put the ball on my foot, I've just been playing ever since and just trying to get better and better and just go pro.
Did he play soccer?
Yeah, he played soccer in Mexico, and then when he came over here, he played soccer for high school and stuff. He never made it pro, but he's always told me to make it as far as I can, make it pro, D1, whatever I can.
So what's your plan? What's your goals in life? What do you want?
Goals in life right now? Well, right now, I just win a state championship.
Including soccer and everything?
Right now, I just win a state championship, and then after, go to UCLA, play 2 years. Hopefully win something there, an NCAA championship, and then after that, go pro, straight up.
Do you want to play in Europe, Mexico?
Wherever happens. Like, if I play in the MLS, that'll be great. Europe, that'll be probably my dream right there.
Playing Who would
Europe.
Your dream team play?
My dream team, probably Arsenal from England.
Arsenal, okay.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite soccer player?
Defender or overall?
It doesn't matter, both.
As a defender, Rafa Marquez, but overall player, Iniesta. Yeah.
Who does he play for?
Plays for Barca.
Barcelona?
Yeah, Barcelona.
All right. So, what was your most memorable moment playing soccer?
My most memorable moment? probably have to be the winning goal of ODP, National Championship, in 07, I think, mm-hmm. winning the National Championship, scoring the winning goal.
What's ODP?
What's ODP? Olympic Development Program.
Okay.
Yes, right. Like just get the best players of California.
And when you're on the U.S. national team, what teams did you guys play?
Other national teams like Brazil, Germany, England, Costa Rica, Ivory Coast, probably every national team.
What was the biggest match you played in?
Probably the biggest match probably has to be Germany. Tall, very physical, very strong, very fast. Probably the hardest team I've ever played.
Was that at Germany?
Yeah, it was at Germany, and then we had another game in North Carolina, which we tied. It was a
Where
good game.
In Germany?
Frankfurt.
How'd you guys do in that game?
It was 2-1. We lost, but it was a good game. I played soccer in high school for Bell High. I played all 4 years, varsity. Got All-American, All-City, All-Section, whatever all the awards came with. Like, I got everything. Never won a championship in high school, but, you know, it happens.
Who else recruited you in high school?
It's going to be a long list. LMU, Casa Fullerton, Northridge, North Carolina, San Diego.
University of North Carolina?
Yeah. Okay. Duke, UConn. Who else am I forgetting? A bunch of D1 schools is like goes forever.
If you didn't play for UCLA, who would be your second choice?
My second choice would have to be D1 school. Probably UConn.
UConn, why?
Well, I have some friends that go there, and it's a really good program. They're undefeated right now, I think. So it's a pretty good school right now. I think they're ranked 2 in the nation.
Wow.
Which UCLA is ranked 17. But
so why do you want to play for UCLA?
UCLA, well, all my friends go there. All my friends that I played with club since I was small, they all go there, and I'm good. Like, I think it'll be good chemistry-wise. I'll help out the team, and then hopefully win a national championship there. And I know the coach, Kenny Arena, his dad's Bruce Arena, so has a connects right there going pro. So that's what he's telling me, promised me. That's what I want to go there.
Do you see yourself playing for the U.S. national team later on in the future?
I don't know about that one yet. Probably Mexico or U.S., I still don't know. But born in Long Beach, but raised in Boyle Heights in L.A.
Okay.
In the hood.
Cool.
Kinesiology.
And if soccer doesn't work out with kinesiology, what do you plan on doing?
Just being a trainer. Just being an athletic trainer. Just helping out, like, athletes.
Daniel Lizama. Position is goalkeeper. And I'm major in kinesiology.
All right, cool. So, Daniel, tell me about teammate Alejandro. How has he contributed to your team this year, and what has he done to strengthen your defense?
Well, he's the backbone of our defense. I mean, he comes in and does a great job every time. He's just a big part of our team. He's our leader. He's one of our leaders. He's one of the hardest working players here on the field. He's always working hard at practices, and he does a good job to support us, you know, be there for us. Now he's never negative, keeps everything positive. He's a good leader.
What would you say his best character trait is about him? Like, that helps you guys, like, his strongest character trait? Or
that he's never down on himself. He's always, like I said, he always keeps everything positive. He always picks you up when you're down, you know. He's always there just to keep you going, you know. He's just there, you know, honest.
The Cerritos Theater Department kicked off its fall season with Return to the Forbidden Planet, gracing the Burnite Center Theater. Online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.
Cameron Johnson.
Okay, and what role did you play?
Cookie.
Okay, and you're a student here at Cerritos?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your major?
Music.
Okay, and what made you want to be involved in this production?
There's actually several things. First of all, I'd seen this done at my high school when I was in middle school. It's in Buffalo High School, middle school / high school. I saw it done there, and I saw it being done at college, so I'm like, that sounds like a good opportunity. I already know the musical. But the director was also my high school musical director. Plus, my godmother works with the lighting and tech and such. And, but the thing I liked most was that they would push me even harder than everybody else because they know me and they know what I can do. And just, it was just an overall chance to improve myself.
It seems like with the role of Cookie, you really took it to a whole nother level. With regards to that, how did you work with your other castmates?
Oh, no, everybody, worked really, they spend hours developing their own character. Like, we'd even, like, just more for fun, but actual for practical use, like, make our own backstory just to give us feel for why we act the way we do.
What was Cookie's backstory?
I just came up with something in the terms of he never had much, kind of an orphan, and he figured the only way to get off that planet and see other worlds and such was to work on this spaceship. I don't know exactly if he's an actually good cook, but, you know. So he's very, I guess, a little immature and very easily affected, so.
Are you happy with the way that the play ended?
Well, I mean, as in terms of...
In terms of...
Me, yeah. Personally, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, that was fine. Cookie does get with the science officer eventually, so it's no big deal. But the fun fact is the girl who Cookie liked actually went with the captain, and the girl... The actress who played the girl is actually my current girlfriend, so it's interesting. And then the guy she falls in love with is the guitarist in my band, so it's just it's hysterical. But me personally, I would have loved to end up with her, but story wise, perfect.
What would you want the readers of Tyler Marks to know about this performance?
It's wacky, weird, not typical, very strange, odd, but oh so wonderful.
Anthony Hilario.
What's your major?
Aerospace engineering.
Okay. And what do you think about the play so
far? I actually like it very much. I didn't expect it to be like really well played and everything.
What's your favorite part after the first act?
Probably the cookie.
Cookies.
Real good singer.
What do you think about the plot points? What do you think about the storyline?
Right now I'm kind of getting that, you know, daughter is rebellious, I guess, and she's in love with an older guy, and obviously it's the wrong thing. The captain doesn't want that. In the end, I think it's going to be Cookie and the daughter.
What were your expectations when you came to the show today?
I mean, I didn't have low expectations, but I didn't have like a high expectation as well, so I kind of like it. Actually, it's really good.
Sophia Adams.
And are you a student?
No.
And what did you think about the show?
I thought the show was awesome. I liked it.
If you had to pick one part that you say was your favorite, what would that be?
I would have to say the Gloria part. I thought that part was awesome.
The part with the octopus?
Yes, the octopus.
Okay. And what was your favorite part? What was the best part about that? What did you like the most about that part?
Mainly the acting, and I just said I liked how she was getting pulled with the octopus, and she looked like she was really getting pulled.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the scene? Were you able to hear it?
Yes, I heard it clearly, and I liked it.
Okay. Last question. What did you think about the singing versus the dancing?
I like them both. Yeah, I like them both. There's no difference in it.
Based off of this performance that you saw, would this make you want to come back and see another show at Surprise?
Yes. It would make me want to come back to see most all of them.
Marquise Naborn.
And your major?
Theater.
And what is your role within this production?
I am the right tentacle.
For the octopus?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you think about the production?
I think it was overall great.
What about this production? What would make students want to come out and see this show?
If they like to have a good time, listen to music.
How's the acting?
Great.
What makes it great?
They can act and show all the emotions they need to.
How much does this show cost?
$15 for a ticket.
Okay. Why should a Cerritos College student pay $15 to come see the show?
If you're a student, it's actually cheaper. It's $12.
Okay. Why should a student pay $12 to come see this show?
They love it and have fun and enjoy themselves.
Why do you say that?
I enjoy myself. I'm just speaking for me. Okay. But, yeah.
So was your role limited to that particular involvement, or were you on stage crew as well?
Yes, I was on stage crew.
Which consisted of what?
Costumes, getting the stage prepared for the show, which as mopping, sweeping, and taking a change and putting them on and off.
Last question for you, Marquise. How did the cast gel together? How did they work together?
They don't argue. They get along, and they help each other out when they need help.
Natasha Lopez. I am a theater major, and I have a history minor.
Okay. And what was your role within this production?
I played Dr. Jean Poole, part of the ensemble, as the crew member.
And how long have you been acting, Natasha?
Since high school.
Okay. What do your credits include?
At Cerritos, I have been in Merry Wives of Windsor, the musical Working, the Crucible, the Summer One Acts. I was in the Grand. I played the grandma. And yeah, that's it. In this one.
Okay. How does your character lend to the role or lend to the production?
Well, usually when I got casted, I was part of the ensemble, I was like, oh man, my character doesn't mean anything. But what's cool about the directors at Packwood, she let us make up our own character. So I would make my character as kind of like the person that wants to get work done, but when she wants to have fun, she wants to have fun. And she kind of has a little attitude, too.
Is this your first musical?
No, this is my...
Mary Wise of Windsor.
No, Mary Wise of Windsor was a musical. Working was a musical.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. How long have you been singing?
Since I was a little kid.
And what do you think about your role in this production?
I think it's an important part, because without the ensemble, we wouldn't have people to interact with the other characters and also to react to the music and to what's going on around them.
How do you feel that the cast gelled together?
The cast, we're really great. We have fun, we work hard, and we're all nice to each other.
What would you say that students need to come see the show for? Like, why would they pay $15 or $12 to come see the show?
I think it's important because we really need to support the arts. And even if you're not into theater, it's a really fun play. There's a lot of great songs from the 60s and the 50s that everyone will enjoy. So I think everyone will enjoy it.
What about people that aren't college students that just they might hear about it, that might say, hey, I might want to go see this show? What is it in this show for them to make them want to come see it?
Well, it kind of has a mix of Shakespeare, so it has some Shakespearean language and like force like some of the Shakespearean jokes. So it would be good for high schoolers if learning about Shakespeare to say, oh, here's a play set in the future, but it has songs from the 50s and the 60s, rock and roll songs, and that they're Shakespeare and that you can understand what's going on.
Was that intentional? Was that how it was originally written?
That's how it was originally written. It's taglined as Shakespeare's forgotten musical, rock and roll musical.
This week's Free Speech Zone on Campus News Hour asks various students in Falcon Square if they are aware who and what the Board of Trustees is. Assistant Sports Editor Lauren Gandara and Staff Writer Lucia Sarabia reporting.
Omar Flores, I'm a double major in chemical engineering and photography.
Okay, and so the question is, what is the Board of Trustees?
What is the Board of Trustees? I honestly have no idea.
Ivan Moreno, my major is culinary arts.
Question is, what is the Board of Trustees?
Board of Trustees? Basically, if you have any troubles at school, the board of trustees, or like the president, vice president of the school, the campus.
Do you know what the position? Do you know like
do anything
for the school?
Basically, like I don't know. Got me bank. Try to keep the school organized. Like make sure that there's no more cutback classes. I don't organize student activities stuff, probably.
Tamika Francis, and my major is being RN nurse.
Okay, so the question is, what is the Board of Trustees?
What is the Board of Trustees?
Or what do you think the Board of Trustees is?
Isn't it a group of people who sit in a house and try to figure out laws or money, something like that?
It's like the school board of trustees.
Yeah. Are they the one that try to figure out money situations for our school? Like the president and vice president, treasurer, all that?
Cyril Avila, and my major is mechanic engineering.
Okay, so the question is, what is the Board of Trustees, or what do you think the Board of Trustees is?
Wow.
And when I say that, I mean the school Board of Trustees.
About the school?
Yeah.
The school? Why are you asking me that right now? Okay, wait. Let me think. Can you repeat again the question?
What do you think the Board of Trustees is?
I don't like to say about that. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't.
Do you know who they are?
Well, not really. Like, I'm not. I don't know too much about it. But
why do you think that you don't know anything about the Board of Trustees?
Why? Because I don't know. I don't know what to say, you know?
Taylor Gobrin, my major is nursing. The question is, what is the Board of Trustees?
You want an honest answer?
Yeah.
I guess it's the people you go to when you're trying to... I don't know. I've never heard of the Board of Trustees. Maybe it's the principal and everyone. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe you shouldn't use me.
Oh, no. Trust me. Nobody knows.
Okay, cool.
It's your own opinion. What do you think?
No, I really don't know. I think it's like when you get like an F. Like, I see the Board of Trustees. Like, if you get an F, like, you go to the Board of Trustees and you know, say, I got an F. I want to redo it or something like that. But I'm not really sure. That's all you got.
Tony Medina, I'm majoring in mechanic.
Okay, do you know what the Board of Trustees is?
No.
Any idea?
No, I have no idea.
Do you have any idea what they do?
Nope.
All right. Thank you.
Feel the beat.
It's what's happening, who's happening at Cerritos College, and why.
Feel the beat. The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
It's what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're watching and listening to.
Feel the beat. The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
It's your school, your town, your world, your life. Read about it in the Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
Feel the beat. The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com.
The Talent Marks and TalentMarks.com. The beat of Cerritos College. Attention, Talent Marks students. That's why Professor Cameron makes the big bucks. Tiaras, high heels, sachets, and men in dresses. Some of the things that were seen from the homecoming court at homecoming activities night on October 12th and the mock pep rally on October 13th. The winner of the mock rally was the iFalcon Club, which was led by iFalcon Club member and Economics Club president Justin McIntyre, representing Raquel Ramirez. Assistant sports editor Lauren Gondara reporting.
Our winner of the mock rally, number 5, Justin as Raquel Ramirez.
First name's Justin. Last name's McIntyre, and I'm mocking for Raquel Ramirez, number 5 for Homecoming Queen.
So why did you decide to do this?
You know, I heard about the event coming up. I never heard about it before, and I just thought it was the perfect opportunity to shine. I guess I'm pretty good at this. I just really like being I'm very outgoing, and I like to do crazy things that most people don't do, and this is the perfect opportunity.
How do you feel about winning?
I'm surprised. Like, there's so many other good people out there. I mean, I was rocking these heels, but man, I thought I was going to fall up there. They're killing me right now. But I guess I pulled it off.
Do you think that Raquel has a good chance of winning the whole election?
Well, there must have been at least like 200 to 300 people in this room, and all of them seeing how this whole event, how I won, it might pour out with their elections. I really hope it does.
How do you feel about these people seeing you dress like this and starting your stuff?
This is the first time I've worn a dress in public. It's, well, pretty much the first time ever. I'm not too worried about it. Everyone had some laughs, so I had some laughs myself. It's, I don't mind.
And what do you think about all your fellow mockers that were here today?
Oh, they all did such a great job. Anyone could have won, you know? It was just great. And I loved all their costumes. Everyone was unique in their own way. And I just really hope for the best for the homecoming elections.
My name is Corey Newman, and I'm a professional DJ. They hired me for these events here. You know, I've done this for several years, and so I sort of was aware of it, and I always love to help out as much as I can. So I love it. I try to have a good time and make sure everyone has fun, and so it's always a great time for me. The women were absolutely gorgeous. The men were not, but that's what this is all about, right? It's all about having a good time, and I think they always do a good job dressing the guys up as girls, and everyone has fun, and that's what this is all about.
My name is Juan Humildad, and my representative is Jessica Clear.
So why did you decide to do this?
Really to give her lots of support, because I know she really wanted to do this. She wanted to get out there, and I'm a really good friend of hers, so I wanted to help her out, like, a lot, and to represent our club, too, to get it out there a little bit more and get it a little bit more known.
So what is the club that you're involved in?
The club club that we're involved in is the PSA, the Peace Service Association, and we do volunteer service, and it's basically helping out the community and bringing everyone together as a community, like a family, so bringing each other together closer.
So how do you feel about wearing a dress and heels and a wig?
The first time I've ever done this, so it feels a little bit weird. I feel kind of naked. And the hair is just a mess. It's everywhere, and I can't control it.
Did you enjoy yourself overall today?
Oh, yeah. It was lots of fun. Getting out there, dancing, and just it was just having fun, basically. That's what it was all about.
And what do you think are your candidate's chances of winning?
I think it'd be really great. She's such a wonderful person. She's really determined to win, and like she really puts herself out there. So I think she does a great job of putting her name out there and everything.
My name is Raquel Ramirez, and I'm number 5 for Homecoming Queen.
You guys had your activities night last night. How do you think that went?
I think it went pretty well. You know, everyone went to a bunch of different classrooms and let everyone know what was going on. And I feel like night students don't really get to know what's going on campus because, I mean, they're here at night. So it's really cool to let them know exactly what will be happening within the next week or so.
And do you think that all these events that are going on this week will help to get people in school more involved in this homecoming election?
I really do think so because I feel like when students don't see all these events going on campus, then they go, okay, well, then there's not a lot of things for me to get involved in. But when they see things to get involved in, I think people, they get interested and they say, hey, you know what, there are things to do at college besides just going to class and going home.
So how do you feel about this mock rally? How do you feel about how your mock person did?
I think my mocker did really, really well. I did his makeup and everything, got him a wig and my crown from last year, and he went out and got his own heels, which is amazing. I didn't think he would walk so well in them, but I think he did really, really well, and obviously it paid off because we got first place, so that's really, really exciting.
So how does it feel to win?
It's awesome. I did not expect to win. Like, well, I mean, it wasn't me doing it, but it was Justin. No. I didn't, like, I don't know. I had lower expectations, I mean, for everyone, but everyone just blew it away. Like, it was awesome. I'm really excited for everyone. Everyone did so well, and especially my mocker. I mean, the best out there. Woo! For iFalcon Club.
So why did you choose him out of everybody to be your mocker?
Well, Justin's in iFalcon, and he's also president of Economics Club, and I'm actually an officer for Economics Club as well. So you know, he was just a good choice, and he was willing to do it. So here he is.
Cerritos College Dance Appreciation, with 45 students enrolled in the class this fall semester, had 3 groups of students performing on different locations on campus October 13th. Staff writer Carlos Blandino reporting.
Ana Hernandez.
Major.
Nursing. Nika Yin.
Nursing.
Tenixa Morales. Nursing.
Is it your guys' first time taking dance appreciation?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our first time.
So far, how do you feel about the class? Like,
it's very
fun.
Yeah, it's a very, very active
unique
class. Yeah,
active.
You get to dance, get to show who you are and yourself, yeah, and everything.
Is this something that you're interested in, dancing?
We all like dancing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not what I actually
not
like
as our major. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen you guys performing, you know, doing a little dance thing, and can you explain something about, you know, the choosing the dance, the song?
Okay, at first we were thinking doing some other dance, like something romantic, you know, but then we thought of it that
they went to Thriller. Then
something fun, something funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we pick,
we went from Mariah Carey to Michael Jackson, mm-hmm, and now to LMFAO. 3 different changes till finally get this one, which was all silly, wild, and represented all of us in our crazy ways.
And the song, as the title, is I Sexy, and I know it because we all doing our freestyle, doing our own thing, and we sexy, and we know we do it, you know, like we do.
Is this a class that you'll recommend to other students that are?
Oh, yes.
Yes, most definitely.
1, 2, 3. Yes!
Devinder Singh.
Major?
Accounting.
Maria Padilla, nursing.
Major.
Registered nurse.
Registering.
Norman Lawn, physics.
You guys were the other half that you guys were right there dancing and stuff. Were you guys nervous anytime?
Oh, yeah, before when we were about to go, I was about to throw up. It's like, man, yeah. I don't want everybody to see me dance because I can't dance, but, I mean, whatever. I don't know. It's just, like, it's just doing you, you know? Like, whatever comes to mind, you just do it. I mean, it's not really hard. Anybody can dance, actually. I mean, I didn't know Nika could dance, I guess. But.
And is this your first time taking Dance Appreciation?
Yes.
And how do you feel about the class so far? Do you feel like it's a good class for
us? It's a really, really fun class, and I enjoy it. It's 3 units compared to other classes. I just one. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
California will have its 4th annual statewide earthquake drill, the Great California Shakeout, on October 20th at 10:20 a.m. Stephen Johnson, Vice President of Student Services and Assistant Superintendent, gave insight on how Cerritos College will participate and what is expected on that day. Assistant Opinion Editor Miguel Hernandez reporting.
So what is Cerritos going to be doing this Thursday for the shakeout?
The college is participating in the Great California Shakeout. And for ease of remembering, it's on 10:20 at 10:20, so October 20th at 10:20 in the morning. And the college is going to be doing a number of drills to practice what we need to do in the event of an actual emergency, including an earthquake. So the main drill, the biggest part of the drill, will be that everyone at 10:20 will be asked to drop, cover, and hold. So wherever you are, you're asked at that time to drop, cover, and hold. And that's for 30 seconds or so, maybe a little bit longer. And then campus-wide, the fire alarms will go off to indicate it's time to evacuate the buildings. And then everybody will evacuate according to our standard evacuation procedures. In addition to that, there will be exercises on dealing with hazardous materials. So the thing, of course, the risk that comes up often in earthquakes, or the concern that comes up often in earthquakes, is natural gas. So we will practice having a natural gas leak. It won't be real, of course. And our response team will go out and respond to that. We'll also have a drill to practice setting up a triage area. And a triage area, of course, is where individuals who've been injured either go or are taken. And they're identified by the degree of their injury, and then they are attended to by first responders or other care personnel on site until additional services can be delivered. And then finally, we'll also have drills using our evacuchairs. You know that we're one of the few places, the multi-story buildings on campus have evacuchairs. So if an individual is on an upper floor at a time that we have asked people not to use the elevators, they will be able to use the evacuchair, and an operator will be sent to them, and in this case will be sent to people who've been set up ahead of time to go through the practice drill of actually using the evacuchair to go down one or two flights of stairs to get to the ground floor and out of the building.
So the whole day is going to be filled with drills and simulations?
The whole time is drills, and that's roughly from during the 10 o'clock hour, but starting at 10:20. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the time it takes to complete the drills is how long it will take. In the past, when we've done evacuation drills only, we've been able to complete the entire campus process in something under 25 minutes. With these additional practice drills in place, we'll give this a little bit longer to carry all the parts out.
So all the students in the campus will be required to participate?
Yeah, we do this every year. We have an evacuation drill, and everybody who is on campus at the time evacuates. Now, we have a very organized system for doing evacuations and for responding to widespread emergencies. So what we have is a large number of faculty and staff and managers who've been identified as building marshals or area team leaders. So every space on campus that is occupied by people is looked at by a building marshal. The building marshal goes to make sure that all spaces are cleared. Now, I use the word cleared because in a drill, we do want people to leave. In an actual emergency, of course, part of clearing could be if somebody had become injured, we need to get that reported so somebody can go in and help them. Or if we have a hazardous material problem, somebody needs to know about that and report it. So, and this drill helps us to use, to exercise our skills in all these areas. But in the case of a drill, what is happening is the building marshals are going around to see that all the spaces have been cleared. They then go to one of the assembly points on campus, and you see the signs, the yellow signs with the numbers on them. They go to their assigned assembly area, and they report to their area team leader. And then the area team leader reports to the Emergency Operations Center, and that's how we find out when everybody has cleared the buildings and if everybody's fully evacuated. And that's the process that has taken under 25 minutes in the past.
How long has it been?
Well, we do the evacuation drill every year, but we've had interest in being in participating in the Great California Shakeout in the past, and so this year we decided to initiate doing the drill with the Great California Shakeout.
Is there any other drills that the school participates in, or just earthquake?
This drill is part of the Great California Shakeout, including the EvacuChair drill, including the hazmat drill, including the triage drill. A number of those drills could be helpful to us in any number of situations. So that's why we have that. And, of course, we have a police department on campus. They take part in training as well. And so we have a variety of situations to which we have different plans for response. So, but the thing that we, in this area of the country, of course, that we get concerned about the most is earthquakes.
My name is Mireya Garcia. My major is English.
Have you been in any earthquakes in the past?
Yeah, probably a couple.
Were you prepared?
No, I was both unexpected. I was in the kitchen, and then the other time I was cleaning. That's about it.
Are you prepared now?
No, not really. I just stay calm and try to figure it out.
Do you know there's going to be a statewide earthquake drill on Thursday in a week?
Oh, yeah, I figured. Since a lot of them have happening, and since it's really getting hot, and they assume that when it's hot, the big ones happen.
Do you think that'll be helpful for everyone in California?
Probably, because then people would know. Like, a lot of people say they know, but then when it happens, they overreact. Yeah, and things get good.
This has been the ninth installment of Talon Marks Campus News Hour here on WPMD.org on the net. We thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Talon Marks at news racks located throughout the campus. We would also like to invite you to log on to talonmarks.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Talon Marks news staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides. Have a great day, Falcons.